Hey everyone, this is John Jonas, and I am here with Eric, and I'm super excited to have him because this should be a really great case study of outsourcing an internet business where he's succeeding with it really well. So, welcome, Eric. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sweet. So I know we're trying this video recording, and I haven't done this before, and I don't know how well it's going to work. But we're going to give it a try. So the reason that I wanted to bring Eric on today was let me tell you this email that he sent me, which is so cool, and I love this. And I'm looking at my computer, scrolling up here, trying to find this. Eric sends me this email. He says, "Just wanted to say that you have changed my life, and I owe you big time for that. If there's anything I can ever do for you, just ask and consider it done. I tell everyone who's doing everything themselves to get your training and hire someone in the Philippines now." So I responded back to him and said, what are you doing? Hey, what's going on? It's been a little while since we talked, and I wanted to know what you're doing and what you're succeeding with. And so we talked back and forth through email a little bit, and turns out that Eric has done some really great stuff. So I want to ask you some questions and kind of talk through what you've done with this and how you've done it and what you're succeeding with, kind of to help people out, to let them know what you're doing, what you're succeeding with, so that people see other people doing this, not just me.
Totally, yeah.
So first of all, let's start off with your business model. What are you doing? What's working for you?
Well, tried a few different things, but the only thing I made money in so far is with local businesses.
What do you mean
So
local businesses? What are you doing?
helping local businesses with their SEO.
Okay. So you're talking to people, you're getting them to let you do their SEO for them.
Exactly, yeah.
And then anything specific about them? I mean, are they specific kinds of businesses? Anything specific that you've done to get them to let you do it?
Not really. A few I've done on trade. That's a great way to start.
Okay.
Trade is awesome. In fact, I just got an awesome massage yesterday. I'm still a little bit sore from it. But trade is great. I mean, I haven't paid for auto repair or, I get chiropractic. I go to the chiropractor 1 to 3 times a week. Don't pay for it.
Wow.
Jackie pays me.
So, and I can see that being a really great way to get started, where now you have testimonials from people, and it didn't cost them anything, and it didn't really cost you much, and so, but you have testimonials of people saying that this is working, right?
Yep, exactly.
And then after that, you get people start paying you.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of actually the way I got started was a little bit different probably than most people.
Okay.
When you were talking about, this is about a year ago, you were talking about the retreat.
Right.
And I was thinking about it, and I calculated the cost, and I was like, well, I could pay for this, but it's going to be kind of stretching it, because I wasn't making any money online at the time. So I said, how can I do this? I'm a Kiyosaki fan. I know you are too, but ask the question, how can I do this? So I calculated it out, and I was like, well, if I just get 3 clients and they each pay me, X, I don't remember what it was. I think the total cost to go was, $2,500 or something like that, including plane tickets. So I said, yeah, I'm going to go out, and I got 3 clients in, I think, a week and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I was a little lucky in that in my previous business was in local marketing with coupons. So I did have a few connections there. I was a little lucky in that sense, but
But so you used previous connections that you already had, which
absolutely.
everyone has connections. Everyone knows people, right?
Yep.
So and that's great. So you use existing relationships to get clients. Okay, so what are you doing for them?
Not doing any social media, because to me, social media right now is it's not proven to me, for one thing, for local
Okay.
businesses. And
Okay.
for another, it's one of those things that's a little harder to do with outsourcers in the Philippines.
Okay.
So I haven't tackled that yet, but everything else, SEO, video marketing, article marketing, everything.
Getting these local businesses referrals, getting them customers, getting them traffic to their website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you said it's difficult to do social media, which, you know, everyone does different things in this, and that's one of the reasons why I love this local business stuff, is that there's so many things that can be done with it.
Yeah.
So you're doing SEO, you said outsourcing to the Philippines. Did you structure what you offer them around having Filipinos do the work?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Do the work.
Okay, good. And that's how I structure everything I do in my business. It's based around my team in the Philippines doing the work for me. And if they can't do it, I'm not really all that interested, because that means I got to do a bunch of work.
Exactly.
So tell me, what do you have your guys in the Philippines doing?
Like I said, video marketing, article marketing, SEO stuff, everything from, you know, blog commenting, every kind of link building. They even run, you know, automated software for me. So,
like what?
Like, I've been using Evo,
okay,
for a while. So that kind, okay, of link building software.
Okay.
Traffic
guys, I think you mentioned that. That's another automation software.
I was using that for a while, but stopped doing, okay, that. Yeah.
Okay.
I find for local businesses, people are going to search for Reno Plumber on, you know, YouTube.
Right.
So the only way that video marketing is any use to a local business is if you get it on Google in the organic results. So.
Okay. All right.
So YouTube's the only thing we do. That's why no traffic guys are.
That's okay. That's great. That's great advice. That's good to know.
But yeah, everything that I do for clients, I don't do anything. Just like you're saying, if it's a website, building a website, whatever it is, I won't take a job on that. I can't do with outsourcers. That's, like I said, the reason that I have not done social media is because of that. I could easily do social media. I mean, I could do it myself, obviously. I could check,
right,
on Facebook and, you know, comment or post or whatever.
But that requires you to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, so in your email that you sent me, one of the early emails, you listed a – you said you said you've done it slightly different than how I teach it, where I teach people to do it once yourself and then get your other guys to do it.
Yeah.
You said you don't.
I'm a little funny. I don't know. It's when anything is up to me solely to do, I mean, it takes weeks, months sometimes. It just, you know, everything else gets in the way. If I give that to somebody else, it just gets done. I mean, it's just like, it's the most awesome thing ever.
Sweet. Okay, so, and you have a list here that you sent me of things that they do: running automation software, profile links, WordPress site design, even for clients,
yep,
good-looking sites.
Yep.
They do research, reporting. What do you mean research? What kind of research are they doing for you?
For example, I had my guy do research into clients, prospective clients. So I gave him some parameters to look for, and had him go onto, you know, YP.com, yellowpages.com, and basically manually scrape the results based on certain parameters that I gave him. So that's just an example.
And he's just pulling data for you.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Reporting. That was another thing on your list. What kind of reporting are they doing for you?
Ranking reports.
That's one of the big things. That's one, yep, of the reporting things that my guys do for me. They tell me where my sites are ranked, so I don't have to deal with it.
Also, we've got we collect reviews for clients. That's one thing that's real big on, you know, the local side of things, doing that on Google Places. So, you know, reports on what reviews we're getting in, what the reviews are looking like, reports on what reviews are going on to the sites like Google Places, Yahoo, Insider Pages, yada, yada, that are not under our control. So we want to be able to track those. If there's a negative review that pops up, we want to be able to jump on that right away. So, you know, just checking stuff like that, stuff that we want to keep an eye on.
And your guys are doing that for you.
Yeah.
Sweet, dude. That's awesome. Articles, you said everything but customer service. Why not customer service?
Mainly, The only reason is because of connection. I haven't found my part-time girl is awesome at English. I mean, you cannot tell when you talk to her on Skype, you cannot tell that she is from the Philippines. She just sounds like she has a little bit of an accent, but she's awesome. The only thing is her connection, Skype connection. It would, you know, it breaks up a little bit.
For talking on the phone?
Yep.
Hire her full time and pay for her to get a better connection.
She lives in the sticks, man.
Well, she's in the U.S.?
No, she lives in the sticks, I said. Oh, in the Philippines. Sticks. Yeah, I've tried that, but yeah.
All right. Okay, sweet. So, I mean, that's a pretty good list of things that you have them doing for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hiring them. What can you go through kind of the process that you went through when you hired them? What criteria were you looking for? What did you say? How did you post a job offer? Did you go through and look at resumes and email people? What were your criteria? What were you looking for?
Well, first of all, I did both. This was about a year ago when I hired my main VA. I did both. I looked around and I did, you know, the responding and stuff like that. But once again, when it's up to me, you know, it goes a little slow. So okay. I figured, you know, why not leverage my time and make an ad and then, you know, work off of things that are coming to me. Because when they're coming to me, then I can respond to them and it's kind of easier that way.
Sweet.
So what I did, how I had success in hiring was I made an ad. What I was looking for was somebody, first of all, who's looking for permanent work, who wants to work for somebody else. Because even though in the Philippines it's very common for people to want to work for somebody else, some people really, it's just kind of temporary, and they're just doing that until they can kind of start their own business. And of course, they're not going to tell you that right away unless you ask them.
Really?
You don't run into that?
I've never seen it.
Really?
Never. Never seen someone looking to work temporarily until they want to start their own business. It's interesting that you've run into it though.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, good to know.
But it takes a little bit of prying. You know, you got to ask.
Okay. Okay.
So I ask them, you know, what are your plans? What do you see in the next 5 years, 10 years? Are you wanting to work for somebody else? Do you have a business that you want to start? And it's just kind of, you know.
Okay.
I'm not started up yet, and they've always been honest. So.
Good to know.
Yep.
So what were your criteria besides that?
So that and obviously pricing, you know, or what they want to make.
Okay.
I'm going to close this. Sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, that's fine. You're fine. we're live here, and that's
on the planet.
You can expect my kids to walk in at any minute.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I got to be able to afford them.
Right.
As you said, you know, a lot of times they're negotiable.
And what was the affordability range for you?
My first guy that I hired was starting at about $250 a month U.S.
Okay. And how many people do you have working for you?
Right now, just the one guy.
Just him?
And I've got, like I said, the girl that's part-time.
Okay, so you have two people, the guy full-time and a part-time girl.
Yeah.
And how you said the girl's English is unbelievable. Well, how about the guy?
The guy's pretty good. He can write articles. In fact, he surprises me a lot. But I mean, perfect for blog commenting, you know, writing to support and stuff like that. You know, support for programs or whatever courses.
Right.
I mean, he can do pretty much everything, but not quite good enough to communicate with my clients, and not quite good enough to write posts on my clients' blogs.
Okay.
Enough to write SEO articles, absolutely.
Okay.
But he is fantastic at everything else. I mean, he just blows me away. When I hired him, he had maybe 6 months experience doing SEO, and in fact, somebody that was in your course as well, which is, you know, not surprising. I hired him on onlinejobs.ph.
Okay.
But, and he just blows me away.
And he's doing good work. So, wow, I just lost my train of thought. I had a really good question for you. Do you have any tips of things that you've learned as you've been hiring people, as you've had them working for you? Do you have any things that would help other people?
I learned a lot in hiring. I had two previous that didn't work out so well. For example, the first girl I hired, I just didn't give her enough work at first. I think she kind of got used to the slowness of things and not really working a whole bunch. So I guess that was an issue. So I ended up having to let her go just okay. because I wasn't getting a good amount of work out of her.
Okay.
But I feel like she was a good person. You know, she was responsive and okay. all, that was good. The second thing, when my successful hire had, like I said, about 6 months experience. So that helped me because I didn't already have all the training and everything. So I didn't want to start him from scratch, teaching him, you know, what is search engine optimization?
Right.
Is a backlink, all that stuff. So I decided the second time around, because my first girl was like that. She didn't know anything about SEO or internet marketing at all. So I think that that's good for your first person. If you want to jump right in and have them start working, you know, have a little bit of experience is good.
How have you trained them? What have you done to teach them how to do what you want them to do?
Just all the stuff that you teach. I mean, I use Jing constantly, daily, on a daily basis, probably use Jing.
Right.
Control Shift 1, use it like every day.
Okay. I'm assuming that's the shortcut to start recording with Jing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I use that all the time. Right now, I've gone through a lot of project management softwares, but really, it's kind of funny. We're just using email. It's a little scattered, but it works.
But it works.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Everyone's different. Yeah. Everyone's different. You know, different things work for different people. You know, the way that you hired people is different than the way that I hire people. I don't post jobs. I go through resumes until I find the right set of people, and I email them all.
Yeah.
You know, you posted a job, and that works for people. It's great. It's great. That's one of the reasons we're doing this is just to get different experience.
Yeah. I will add one thing, though.
Okay.
When you're asking about tips that I can give people, one of the biggest things is just to treat your people with total respect and kindness. They really, you know, just like anybody, people are people. People like to be complimented. They like to be appreciated. And man, he just, you know, they just love that. So just like anybody would. And I think it really helps me to keep him around because of that, you know. And also, you know, paying on time. That's one thing you mentioned. I did a little survey. I sent like a SurveyMonkey thing out to him once. And that's one of the things he mentioned is that, you know, he likes that it's a nice working environment and also that I pay on time.
That's really good advice because I see this a lot where people – don't realize that thing is a human being that needs to be managed and needs to be managed well. And you know, if you're a jerk, they don't want to work for you.
Yeah.
Where if you treat them well and you become a good human manager, they'll work really well for you. And like you said, you know, seeking out, I mean, that's great. You sent them a survey, seeking out their thoughts, I sent an email today saying, you know, how are you guys doing? What can I help you with? What problems do you have? Where I'm actively seeking out saying, you know, I know this is questionable or that's difficult. Mm-hmm. I know I haven't given you enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that where you're seeking out things, where, you know, you're trying to actively manage. And I think that's really important. That's probably one of the reasons you're succeeding with it.
I think I remember once when you sent an email out saying, if there's a problem, try to work it out. I think that was in a video. You said, try to work it out and, you know, you'll be better off for it. They'll be better off. You'll have a better employee. That's absolutely true. There's been times when, you know, I've been kind of frustrated at first with something like, what the heck? Why did you do it? Why did you do this instead of that? Or, you know, whatever it is. But then I just, you know, kind of calm myself down and just ask him about it. You know, why did you do this? And he'll tell me. And then, you know, we can work out the situation. So, I think when I first hire someone, and I kind of reiterate this, the two most important things I tell them is honesty between us, that I'm honest with you and you're honest with me. And then number two is communication. If something happens, you know, if you can't come into work that day, just let me know, you know. And as long as we're communicating, if there's a problem, we can always work it out, and it isn't a problem anymore.
Totally. That's fantastic. How much money are you making? I put you on the spot. I know that you told me it's a full-time income. How much money are you making?
Well, I'll tell you that I charge my clients between $300 and $1,500 a month.
Okay.
So, and I am.
And you said you had at least three.
Four clients right now.
Four clients. Sweet. Good for you, man.
Yeah. Some clients are, you know, temporary. I've had up to six before, but really, where I'm at with, just like you, I'm into building systems. And so I've kind of, I got enough clients to where I could be full time, and now I'm kind of backing off a little bit and systematizing things so that, so I can take myself out of the picture as much as possible. I mean, ultimately, I really don't want to be doing sales or customer support or anything like that. I just want to build a system that completely does all that stuff, and I'm working on that right now, and it's looking good.
Great. No, that's great. Good for you. So let me ask you one more thing about your Filipinos.
Yeah.
Are they technical people?
No coding. I don't have any programmers.
Okay. But they do set up WordPress sites for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Did they have that skill when you hired them?
No. No, he didn't have that skill.
So they went and learned it.
Yep.
Good, dude. That's one of the things that I've seen so many times where people want to hire someone who already knows everything about WordPress, and you don't realize that, you know, there's so few people like that, and then they have a hard time finding that person. Where the reality is, it's so easy to learn.
It is, yeah.
You know, even if it takes them a week to learn or 2 weeks,
yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
It's a pretty cheap, low learning curve that, you know, it's worth hiring for other reasons.
He only took about 3 days, I think. That was the initial task I gave him, was to install a WordPress site.
Oh, good.
I think it took him maybe 2 or 3 days to do it total. But, yeah, I mean, it's so easy for something like that. There's so much information online on YouTube and, yeah, you know, everything else on how to do that stuff. That's not I gave him zero training for that. I didn't give him any training on WordPress. And now he knows about plugins that I have no idea about. You know, I'll ask him, you know, if we can do this or that, and he'll be like, yeah, there's a plugin.
Amazing how are you hearing that? My I'm sure my kids have friends over. Oh. They're probably going to come in, which probably means we need to end. Right. It's amazing how so many people just get lucky with the guy that they hire. You know, you didn't get lucky. This is normal. This is pretty normal. And you definitely had to go. You had to go through someone else, but you didn't give up.
Yeah.
You know, good for you, man.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm just excited that you are succeeding with it. You know, I mean, I get emails so often from people that are succeeding. I'm excited that I was able to get you on the phone and record this on video, even better.
Yeah.
And record this. And
I want to say before we end, John, that, you know, I want to reiterate, I know you read that email, but thank you. Thank you so much for putting this information out there and sharing. If it was not for you, I would not have a business right now. I can say that absolutely unequivocally. This is the reason that I have a business right now, because I'm able to outsource to the Philippines. And even if I had the access to the, you know, to the hiring website, without the information that you've given, I'm sure that I wouldn't be successful. At least not at this point in the game. I'd still be struggling right now, you know, to find somebody that works. So because of your information and what you're putting out there, and, you know, the site, onlinejobs.ph and everything like that, thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's good to hear. It's always good to hear you. It's one of my goals. I have two goals that I love. I love to watch people succeed. And that's one of the reasons I was excited to do this with you. I love to watch people succeed.
Yeah.
Two, I want to help 1 million Filipinos get jobs.
I know. That's awesome.
And we're on our way, and it's working, and it's great. So
they're such good people as a culture. You know, you always say that, you always talk about that. But man, I feel like, you know, if somebody said something about my guy, I would just like go toe to toe with them. You know,
it's amazing, isn't it? Yep. It's amazing. Well, Eric, thank you very much for doing this with me. I appreciate it. You know, it's good. It's good to hear from a different perspective on doing this and how you're succeeding with it and the process that you went through. So thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.